step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Joshua, 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 boy, boy.
Call in, Joshua. Let us know how you're doing. You can sign something for Iggy's auction.
If that'll
prompt you to make contact.
That's right, Kelly Morning After.
We do.
We miss his latest hits. He was a big star on this show.
He was, and he was fun and a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Well. I wonder what happened.
And he could sing. He just
he could warble.
The problem is he got nervous before singing, which is an issue.
Well, he's not the only one that would suffer from that. Why a lot of artists do their stuff in the studio and never go out.
You know, it's funny because I'm not a singer by trade. We all know I can sing, but I don't get nervous. Watch this. I'm going to sing now.
Go ahead.
Not nervous at all. You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate.
Jimmy the Cat this. Hayes, Doug Vaughn, I really don't know you, sir.
That's all right.
Didn't know Jennings. He did not know Jennings. Doug, can you tell us about Presence Float? Because you went a-floating.
I did go a-floating. Very relaxing experience. It's really something that you need to try. If you've never done this before, it's kind of a craze. It's catching on. A lot of people are doing it now. Plowsy has done it several times.
Yes, sir.
And swears by it. And the time I went, it was really an interesting experience. Extremely relaxing. You walk out of there just all loosey-goosey and relaxed. Mm. Kind of in a nice
place.
What
do you do?
You lie down in this big salt pod.
Ooh.
And the lights go down. They play this soft music, and there's the solution in the water is so salty that you don't even have to try to stay afloat. It just holds you up there. Questions? Yes, Jim?
Let's say, and it's not me, but let's say the authorities have put you on home confinement, given you an ankle bracelet. But every once in a while, you like to sneak out. Can you wear that ankle bracelet in the salt pot?
I'd say no.
No?
No.
Danger.
It's probably not for the work release folks in the community.
It's like taking a nap on a nice lily pad, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, boy, you said a mouthful there.
But it was a good question, my question.
It's not that good of a question, really. I don't think they're necessarily trying to market to the prisoner community. But, I don't think you can go in there with an ankle bracelet. The question probably has never come up before. They've probably never been asked.
Oh, I'll bet it has in St. Louis.
So at least we got that out of the way. 590 The Fan and Inside STL are presenting this Presence Float Center as our latest listener rewards program. And I like to say program because it sounds a little more important than program.
Yeah.
Starting next Monday, you can relieve your stress with 50% off a 75-minute session at Presence Float Center. That's a $49 value for only $24.50. Less than 33 cents a minute for what will be one of the most relaxing experiences of your life. And these are on sale right now. Another question has come up. Yes, Jim?
I'm sorry. Let's say you're snacking, you go in there with your bag of Funyuns, and you let them float, and then you kind of gobble right off the surface.
Oh, gobble ghoul.
Funyuns. Can you do
don't
that?
Don't bring Funyuns, and certainly don't bring gobble ghoul. You're not supposed to eat. Maybe you can go an hour without eating some kind of snack. Is that possible for you? They're
eat
not
me,
really
baby.
Looking for people to come in there and eat.
Can you go an hour without gobble ghoul, Tim?
During Lent.
Once you step into the saltwater pod and get comfortable, the soothing music will ease your mind and body, allowing you to enjoy a much calmer state.
Relax your body, boy.
Yep. You won't know where your body ends and the water begins. Your muscles, well, I'll tell you what, they will be totally relaxed.
Sinewy? Will they get sinewy?
I don't know about that, but you won't even sense the passage of time.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the hour goes by very quickly.
Time passes.
Some people fall asleep. Yep. You can actually fall asleep and you'll still be floating. It's perfect for athletes looking to rejuvenate themselves, overworked professionals needing to break, veterans and first responders dealing with PTSD, and even local sportscasters are allowed in there if you don't have the ankle bracelet. Yet another question.
Well, I'm sorry. Last question.
Yes.
But they're legitimate because I think people will have these questions. It sounds relaxing. I want to do it.
All right.
I got a pet turtle. Can I bring that with me and just
don't
plop him in the water?
Leave the turtle at home.
Doug, here's an interesting fact about floating whilst laying there in the flesh, partially submerged in that salt water. Your love tends to float towards the surface, kind of like a little meat bobber.
Really?
I think that's pretty
now, that's inappropriate. Really, that was the turtle Dixie question Rack. Was legit.
It really isn't the visual that the sponsor was hoping for. He's going more for you just lie there and you relax.
With your turtle.
Music on. There's no turtles there. The Funyuns will have to wait. And you don't bring in your ankle bracelets either.
Think about it, though. The Funyuns would float right on top of the water and you could just snack on them
as
they float by.
You're not supposed to eat there. Take advantage of this offer to get a 75-minute experience at Presence Float Center for 50% off. That's starting Monday. You log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab.
There it is. Hey, if you're looking for a Bloody Mary, step up to the bold flavor of the official Bloody Mary the morning after Major Peter's, made right here in St. Louis using over 90% real tomato juice. Major Peter's Bloody Mary mix is bloody worth asking for. Major Peter's Bloody Mary mix, St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri, good football teams. Those college teams are really good. What are you going to do this weekend in stores? Pretty good stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Salt and Smoke's the official brisket of the Ryan. Thank you.
Very.
That was a good read.
That was ad lib, actually. Salt and Smoke's the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly. You know, we're off tomorrow. I mean, you'll hear TMA Live, which we'll tape tonight in front of a live studio audience at Hot Shots in Webster. But I could see myself maybe getting a little brisket from Salt and Smoke. I could see me doing that.
Could you see that?
What, in the morning tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm kind of like tomorrow. It's cold. Like today's like the last day in the 70s of 2017. At least you'd have to think. So I'll shave some strokes, you know, I'll do what I do, fire in the 70s, it'll be great.
With a huge gallery.
Well, a large gallery, I would think, and then I'll do the show tonight, and then tomorrow I'll be like, oh, it's cold and cloudy,
Go float.
And I might go float and get some brisket to have, like, on while I'm floating, like a little meat
Doug
bobber.
Said that's fine. What they do is they give you a little food raft, right, and that floats right alongside you.
We ought to put people on a bus someday and just go sponsor to sponsor and enjoy all the products. And
that's not a bad idea.
No, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I don't usually call out sponsors. I would never do that, Tim.
Right.
But I got to call out Tom Schmidt, a Salt and Smoke.
Tom Schmidt's the greatest American I know, sir.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. You have a little tyke now. You're going to understand. Where they're eating brisket, it's delicious. But we ask for milk. Our two-year-old wants milk. And the waitress kind of cringes, and she says, well, it's $4. And I said, never mind. We don't want to pay $4 for milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then she brings it anyway accidentally. And I said, I'm not paying for this because I'm not paying $4 for milk. And she said, keep it anyway. It's on the house.
Mm.
So I just got to call Tom Schmidt out and say, you can't charge $4 for milk.
You're complaining about that experience.
How old is your child?
2.5.
And you don't bring whatever it might need to a restaurant?
Or like a sippy cup, bro?
We brought a sippy cup with some LaCroix in it. But
Doug, do you say LaCroix or LaCroix?
I don't say either.
I say LaCrosse.
You buy a 24-pack at Costco right now. It's $5.99.
Ooh, not bad.
So, Tom Schmidt, if you don't lower your milk prices, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go there anymore. And I can't afford, you know, I can't afford that.
Okay.
Darren, you got an air fryer?
What?
Darren, you got an air fryer?
This guy's a great caller. You know, that's a change of pace. You're great.
It's a transition. It's an abrupt but worthy transition.
You got an air fryer.
I don't know what an air fryer is.
I don't know. I've seen it advertised at 2 in the morning.
I don't have one. It sounds interesting, though. No.
What is that? What is an air fryer?
All right. Well, I'll hang up and listen.
What is that? What is that?
No, that's a classic call. See, he started with something controversial. He changed direction where we didn't know where he was going, and then he left us wanting more.
Yep.
What do we want? What the heck is an air fryer?
I don't know.
We still don't know.
That is a great call.
It's not that great a call.
It's a good call.
Guys, tell that Hoosier to drink some milk with antifreeze. Thanks, that's from Ulysses.
No, I will not.
That's what people think.
Wow, it does look pretty sweet. I might have to
I've seen that advertised where it's not the oil and it fries, but with like no extra fat.
This looks awesome.
What is it?
It's a fryer, and it like has a lid on it. Yeah, I'm trying to read. It only has videos of it. Includes fryer basket, 59 paid recipe. It looks bomb. I'm actually
impressed.
How much
does it cost?
Don't say it looks bomb.
$98. It's actually a good deal.
Well, if it works, but you don't know if it works.
I'll get that from my girlfriend for Christmas.
So you can use it.
Yeah.
What a wonderful sentiment.
Yeah, can I
Yeah, turn his mic.
Can I, before Kelly joins us, can I put a disclaimer on this autograph?
We're back on Anna Benson?
Well, only because I knew this was going to happen. This is
I can't
from,
follow the subjects.
This is from Pete Pincer at Iggy Strode. Can you get at the Anna Benson to autograph a metal baton for charity? Okay, thanks. Now, she's going to see these things, and she's not going to do it now.
But you didn't really want her to do what you said. You said it.
No, I'm doing it now because you said I won't get it, so now I'm
going to
get it.
Right, but initially you didn't care if she did or not. It was a ploy, and so now you're saying she won't do it. Which well, you didn't really want her to in the first
like this,
place.
Yes, I did. It was to see if she would... I needed
to... So you're
to,
calling yourself a liar?
No. I told you that I did it to see if... so I could prove to these people that I'm not blocked. But at the same time, if she sends something, I will use it for the auction. It wasn't like I'm going to throw it away. But when people are tweeting stuff like this now, sign a gun, sign a baton, she's not going to sign anything.
It's okay. You didn't really want her to. You
well,
can...
Well, I did not prove you wrong that I would get it.
All right. I will pretend like you really wanted her to send something. And then we can move on. But you didn't. You already said you didn't really care. She said you were just using it to get her to respond to
well,
your
and
tweet.
I just got another direct message.
Oh, from her?
From whom?
Oh.
Maybe it's Neener.
It go down in the DM.
Now I'm really confused now.
What's the problem? Is it Mitch the Sex Kitten?
Well, I have nothing to sign. You'll have to mail it to me. I said, okay, I can do that.
Okay, just can I solve this?
This is
can I solve something? Can I help?
Sure.
Can I
be you haven't, a, can you haven't
I,
heard what she
can I give you an intervention real quick? Good. And I do this from a place of love.
Okay.
Okay. You did not really want her to sign something. By her response, I have nothing to sign. You'll have to sign. She didn't want to sign something. Okay. So the result will be you will get nothing signed from her. And since you know that there's no call for someone to own something signed by her, it's win across the board. Just let it go. You didn't want it. She didn't want to do it. No one wants an Anna Benson autograph. Done.
Well, this could prove your point correct. When I said, I can do that, send me an address and I mail it to you. I'll also put an enclosed return envelope. Thank you. Yeah. I said, I think all I have is an old copy of Forehead Magazine. Is that okay?
Forehead Magazine?
For him. She did a nice little spread in there. Is that okay? Response, yes, I don't have an address yet, though. I'll get back to you when I move.
Doesn't have an address. She's just now, wandering the streets looking into her phone.
Send it to me.
Okay, I'm going to decipher this.
I don't know what's going on here. I really
can
don't.
Do we have a quick moment to unpack this? Not only will she not sign something that you didn't want signed in the first place, she also makes it very clear she does not want you to know where she lives.
And maybe she doesn't look like she used to if she's appearing in Forehead Magazine. Sounds like I could
him.
Be the cover boy on Forehead Magazine.
For him. It's a nice little spread, though. Not naked, but a bra.
Doug, I watched Any Given Sunday last night, and I totally understand why you said that was the first movie you ever pleasured yourself to.
Which
hashtag
one?
Black Pythons for Days. That's from Rial Cormier's English teacher. In the hell?
I don't know
I
what
thought that was
the
Plowhawk that talked about that.
Yeah, I have to say that was me. I didn't say I liked it. I said it was a good scene. I didn't say that particular part of the scene.
Well, I mean, if you say it's a good scene, don't you like the scene?
I like the reaction of the guy when he puts his... When he lets go of the towel and puts his leg up on a bench seat to make it look bigger, I thought his facial expression was good.
Tim, we mentioned Glengarry Glenn Ross. I like the Alec Baldwin scene, you know, when he said,
right.
Coffee's for... But I didn't like when he mentioned coffee's for closers.
You did not like that part. That seems
no,
like
you had to, that's the whole scene.
It's a long scene. Different camera angles.
The scene is 7 hours unto itself.
It's about 2 minutes, and Christina Candiacci, is that who it was, Doug?
I thought it was Tom
Candiacci.
Knuckleballer came through, it was Cameron Diaz, his character came through the locker room, and there were players naked as the day they were born. And you could see some love on some of the gentlemen. That's the scene the Plowhawk liked. There really wasn't much else to it.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
That new show, The Deuce, on HBO, not a lot of bush, but a lot of dong. A lot of gentlemen.
What kind of comment is that?
Well, that's what is in there. It's just a lot of dongs.
Can you
not
read
a lot of female.
Can you read me Anna Benson's response again about the address thing one more time?
Can I ask for a favor?
Yeah.
Because I effed up. I probably shouldn't be reading direct messages. The whole point of that is they're private. So please don't tweet at Anna and say something like, so you don't have an address. Please don't do that. I'm just asking nicely.
Yeah, let's not make this into a thing where we embarrass Iggy or his friend.
Guys, Anna Benson never struck me as the intelligent type, but having the awareness to not give Iggy her address shows she has a little upstairs. Anna Benson gets to live. Thanks. Justin in Columbia decided today was a day to strike twice. Now, I understand. Now, here's something that's going on. A little inside baseball for the listener.
Yeah.
The call screener board, which is what I use to know that we have a guest on hold or a caller, is down today. The Seamaster has informed me of that. And so it isn't working. And so my understanding, I didn't realize Kelly Chase was on the line. And I believe he had enough and he bolted like the wind.
Yeah, well, can you blame him?
So I think he...
All right, we have an open. Let's just play the open. Here, I will do a make good right now. Can I? This is improvisation.
Sure, improv.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
Big win for the Blues last night. Let's bring in our NHL insider, Kelly Chase. And Kelly, welcome. Hey, what's up, idiots? Okay. Now when the sponsor says you didn't do the open, we did.
Yeah, but
I
think Chaser's on the line.
Hey, Chaser.
What's going on?
Did you ditch us?
Was that you talking earlier? Because I just got tired of it.
Same thing. What's up, idiot?
Clip that off. We could use that forever. You know, Chase is coming off his birthday.
Happy birthday, Chaser.
And he's on hold for like 7 minutes while we nip
around.
Well,
we didn't know. We didn't know he was on.
We couldn't have known. There's
we
no
didn't
way.
Know.
There's no way to know.
Who knew I was going to get to 50?
I had the under. Doug, I had the under.
I know you play the odds well, buddy. I gotta tell you.
Thank you. So, what did you do for your 50th birthday? I'm legitimately curious about this.
I actually went to a hockey game and worked.
That was it.
I saw that because you made a cameo on the Fox Sports Midwest broadcast where Panger gave you birthday wishes.
Yes, I know. I'm hoping to have one of these days where it's not on a game day, so that you don't have to go through that whole dismal performance that we put on last night again. So
what do you mean?
I just get tired of it, and then and I'm grateful for all of the text and all of the, you know, but then of course, you know, it turns into a charade with that, and I'm don't need the attention.
Well, aside from the way you treat us, you are beloved, and I think people are happy for you. Happy 50th. They just want to express.
Can we narrow this down? It's the way I treat you because you deserve it. It's not.
Why? What did I do to you? I watched your documentary. I tweeted that I watched your documentary. I thought it was well done. And
I happen to like your two partners.
How about that?
So don't lump everyone together.
Well, you don't treat Doug that well sometimes. It just seems that.
Oh, we're going to do that, are we?
Well, it's true. Well, it's true.
Doug probably, so you watched the movie, so I guess, I'm assuming Doug lent the money for it. He did?
Yeah.
No, I have Netflix. I never use Netflix. What? I have Netflix. So I said to my wife, I said, hey, I don't even know how to get on the Netflix. She put it on there. And then myself and my son, Tyler, we watched Ice Guardians together. And he doesn't know some of the old timers, but he knows a lot of, you know, the names that are brought up. And he's like, oh, there's, you know, Kelly Chase, Cam Jansen. Oh, there was Tony Twist. He enjoyed it. And I thought it was well done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow, look at that.
So maybe we're bonding. Maybe we're bonding a little.
Right. It's good to hear that. I mean, Tony Twist and Cam Jansen weren't in it, nor were they mentioned. But that's it.
First of all, Tony Twist, there were a couple of his fights that were short clips that my son was looking for because he met Tony Twist. He met Cam Jansen. There was one scene where Cam was playing for the Devils.
You may step down.
Where he,
oh, Iggy just told me to step down.
No, but except he knows I'm right. There's a clip of Cam Jansen in it getting punched by somebody, and you were in it. So all three, am I correct that there was a clip of Cam Jansen getting punched by someone in there? And also Tony Twist punching someone else.
I don't know.
Well, you're the executive producer. Maybe not. For God's sake, you may step down.
Well, I can tell you this, that Cam didn't get punched in it, but I think he was in there with the five-on-five stage brawl thing. But I did, he didn't get punched.
All I know is my son, he looks for the people who he's met. So I don't think he's met you, but he obviously knows who you are because you're a big name in this town. But, you know, he because
big
he,
name at your house?
Yeah, big name in our house. I was like, well, he's like, where's Kelly Chase? I go, he's over at Doug Armstrong's clipping his hedges. All right. So, but he knows Cam and he knows Twist. So he that's who he's looking for. So he's like, is that Cam? Oh, no, that's where he was playing for the Devils, where he's getting punched right there. But anyway, the bottom line is that it was very well done, and we both enjoyed watching it together. So thank you for that, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Kat. You know, I'm gonna give you some props. You got around to watching it. Been a couple years. It's good.
Big win for the Blues last night, too.
Nice, yeah, 5-2 over those Flames.
There we go. There we go. It was a big win, actually. You know, they started off a little slow last night, I think just the comforts of home, but they, I think as the game went on, they played better and better. And, Steen got out of the gate like he needed to a little bit, too, because I think when the older guys don't have a training camp, no matter how well-conditioned you are, and he's one of the best at it, you know, you still start a little bit behind. And he had a great game last night, obviously, but he was kind of leading the charge with the work ethic. And I think that it grew as the game went on. And I think that's where they had their success. They just, you know, fed off of his work.
And the power play got going. I think they were in an 0-for-17. That's obviously important for them as well.
Yeah, both penalty kill and power play needed to sharpen up, and they did. If you look at the opportunities they had in Vegas, I mean, obviously they let some things slip, and it probably could have been the difference earlier in the game with all the shots they had on net. But what they did do really well was they controlled the puck and they got pucks through the net when they needed to. They flipped the power play a little bit. They used Steen instead of Stastny on that first unit and put him at the back end on the point. And I think that changed things up with Braden Schenn there as well. So, for whatever reason, they got some looks. Vladdy gets the puck through. And again, every time he does and he's got to step into the hole there, they don't control shots that he gets through. And it's just got so much zip on it that, again, he beat Lack last night with the shot. It went off the post and then, you know, they ends up getting the rebound backdoor to Schwartz and they make a play. But so both goals that they get early on the power play are difference makers, because all of a sudden Calgary's playing, instead of being on the road after a back-to-back playing, where you're playing up in the game and starting to kind of, not, I don't want to say comfortable, but play safer, they have to start pressing, and the Blues got more and more looks as the game went on.
The Blues, really, maybe it's just me, but it looks like they're really having fun as a team, like that it's loose. I don't know if that's much different from the Hitchcock era, but you can kind of get the sense that they look like they're playing without a lot of pressure on them, and they're just really
free
having,
and easy.
Free and easy is a good way to say it. Do you get that sense too?
I think it's safe to say they're having a little bit more fun than they did. They're like playing this way. But I don't know. It seems to me like this is a closer group than we've seen in a long time, too. And not that they haven't had good guys or good, you know, camaraderie. It's just this seems to be different, and they really do, you know, get along really well, this group. So I think that, by and large, plays into it. With the group, though, they've had some, you know, they've had adversity they've had to handle early, and it seems like they're finding ways to handle the adversity with almost mistakes, and yet finding ways to get through them. I don't know how else to say it. They know that they've given up too many shots at times, but they find ways again. They know they've given up two goal leads, but they find ways to get through it. So they've had some success with lessons in them, and I think that pulls them together a little bit too. So, you know, it seems like the group gets along really well, and if they can continue to get points and still learn lessons along the way, that's probably sets you up for where you want to be at the end of the year.
Right now they're tied for the most points in the entire Western Conference. You surprised by that at all?
Absolutely. I really am, and I'm not surprised by it based on what I thought they had for a team. I'm surprised that because of the crew that's got hurt. And I mean, when you lose four of your top nine to start the year, and you lose, you know, your defenseman and Bomeister, who's your number three guy, your expectations have to be lowered a little bit. It's too hard with the salary cap era. It's too hard to keep guys, you know, it's too hard to keep good players on your team with the balanced salary cap. And yet they not only have done it, they've won without it. And to me, that's just amazing because, you know, there's only so many, you know, dollars you can have out there, and they've won without them necessarily being there. So there's a lot of young guys that have stepped up. Just Dunn kid's a hell of a player. He's, you know, he might not have got the same opportunities had Bo, you know, been healthy. So they're finding out about their team a little bit too. And I mean, I never thought with all the injuries that they would be in a position they're in right now. And that's a real feather in the cap to those guys. I think it's, you know, it's really amazing that they've stepped out of the gate and done what they've done so far.
You know, Petro has been so good as a defenseman this year, more involved in the offense. What do you see that's different about him this year, aside from the fact that, what, he's already got 12 points?
Well, first of all, he's on that first unit on the power play, and I think that makes a huge difference. But it's hard to believe that you're as good as he was, and he's won and had the accolades he's had from an international standpoint, and yet still needs to have that. Every player, it just goes to show, confidence is such a big factor in their game. And I think in Alex's case, that's exactly what it is. I mean, he is playing with confidence that he hasn't played with before, and it's evident. I mean, he goes to the rink knowing that he's going to be on that unit. He performs well on it. He starts having success early, but most importantly, he every game he gives them an opportunity, you know, up ice to score goals, and that's something we lacked on defense. And confidence is just, to me, is such a big factor. I remember Andy Murray one time saying, "Confidence has players don't need. It has nothing to do with confidence." And I'm thinking, I don't know if you've ever played this game, but sure as hell makes a difference to me. And maybe I'm the only guy, but you know what? It is so clear that when the players are playing like that, with that kind of edge to them, and yet, you know, up ice, not afraid to make a pass through the middle of the ice, it's so much clearer how well they can play. And he's a great example of a guy that, even though he's had the success he's had, he's, you know, like I said, internationally, he's still needed to have the confidence, and he's playing with it.
And why would it be hard for a guy like that to have it in the first place? I mean, he's been pretty much a star since he came into the league. Is that just the coach?
Well, you know what? If he's taking pride in the penalty kill because he's knowing he's going out there all the time, he was unbelievable. He's one of the best defensemen in the league in the penalty kill, but yet they would run Shattenkirk out there because Shatty was a power play guy. And then it wouldn't be the same, or it wouldn't be as good, or when he didn't get a puck through, it was like, oh, back to Shattenkirk going over there. So all of a sudden he knows he's going out there no matter what every time. And instead of like, let's go to the other guy, it's we got to figure out how to work with this guy on the power play. And I think he just went out there with that attitude that, hey, you know what? I'm the guy, and, you know, let's figure this out. And he's been nothing but a leader when it comes to, you know, what he's done offensively this year. Look at the whole defense has. I mean, every one of them have got a goal now. That was a real issue with this team. They didn't have a lot of offense coming from the back end, and they got it now. It seems to be going just fine, and every player has stepped up and been a difference maker with their you know, offensive ability. And I think a lot of it has to do with the system as well, whereas Mike doesn't mind that when he tells him to get, you know, be an offensive, you know, threat, he doesn't just mean, hey, you know, be an outlet pass coming out of your end, take off and then help our forwards get out of it and then kind of dump it in and that's it. They're active in the offensive zone. It's nothing to see a defenseman below the goal line playing the puck. That wasn't the way it was in the past. And it's made a difference in their game this year.
Kelly Chase, every Thursday, including the day after his birthday, will you be celebrating tonight? Will you maybe go to Pauly Botto's tonight and celebrate? Pauly Botto's.
Pauly Manos. Mm-hmm. No, my wife was going to have a little surprise for me, and we were going to stay out in Vegas.
Oh, sweet.
This is why you don't try and surprise me, okay? Because I then informed her that I wasn't staying in Vegas. I was taking a red eye out of there to go to the league meetings for the executive board and the alumni association. And I said, hey, just an FYI, you can come out to Vegas because I understand that you're, you know, but I'll get you a room at the, you know, a different hotel because I'm not staying. I could tell she was really upset. I'm like, what are you so upset about? She goes, why are you leaving? You could be there an extra couple of days. And I said, well, you know, I'm on the executive board. And she goes, well, and then I obviously understood. Well, she had a bunch of people coming out there. And I said, well, unfortunately, you should have run that by me. So
what a peach you are. What a peach.
It's her fault.
She's trying to plan this. You go, well, you can get a room, so I'll get your room somewhere. I'm not going to be there.
No, I didn't say I'll get your room somewhere. I told her exactly where I'd get her a room. But what do you want me to do? I've been on the executive committee. Oh, guys, we have our annual meeting. You're on the executive committee. I'm not going to be there. I'm going to hang out in Vegas a couple more days. Wake up there, Kat.
That's how I've run this business for 12 years.
and then I think she had another plan to have something at the house. Turned out I wasn't home. I'm like, hey, how about we just run through my schedule and we'll pick a time. And honestly, while I appreciated it so much, the effort, I'm just not big on surprises, obviously. How did that all work out for everybody?
Well, even though you're sometimes gruff and sometimes mean to Doug, even me, we wish you a happy birthday, and we do think you're a real treat, Kelly.
Well, you know what? I really appreciate that, and let me quantify that by saying I like Doug.
Oh my gosh!
He
quantified it right there. Yeah.
That was a quantification.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't go any further with that. Yeah.
Well done on your documentary. My favorite guy near Nick Vitillo, by the way, because I grew up watching him a little bit, and he was my favorite guy in there. And don't tell me he didn't appear in it either.
No, he did appear. Right. And let me ask you a question, Kat. Well, actually, I'm going to ask you two questions. First of all, what was the favorite part of the movie? Like, where did you go, you know, wow? Like, what did somebody say that was something that you kind of didn't expect or didn't know?
When you teared up at the end?
That was my favorite. I know you hate that people say that, but that was truly my favorite part as well.
Something that someone said that was profound. I mean, forget the ball baby at the end. What's the...
honestly, there were so many bites in there that did hit home to me. And there were so many guys that you had that sometimes... I remember you tearing up at the end. Maybe Fatio saying, yeah, I went there and I protected my teammates because that's what the fans expected. You know, you're playing for your city. But a lot of guys said similar things. And honestly, I was struck by the fact that, which wasn't something that was on my mind going into it, was that these guys aren't just doing it because that's their role and that's what they're getting paid for. It's because they love their teammates and they're looking out for their teammates and taking up for their cities.
I like the scorers talking about the appreciation for it and explaining for like a novice like me why this role is so important to the game.
And the fact that you also outlined how, you know, scores went to other teams and took their bodyguards with them. A lot of things that I never really gave much thought to, you put in good context. And now I know you're trying to see if I really watched it. I've watched the absolute whole thing. I had it on Netflix, so I didn't even have to pay for it because it's up there on Netflix. And I thought it was well done. And honestly, my kid was watching and asking me about this guy, that guy, and who was the toughest guy. And my kid asked me who was the toughest guy that I ever saw personally, and it was a guy who I didn't see in your thing because he played in the NHL maybe for three games. I don't even, as you know, I'm not quite the puckhead, but a guy named Val James who played in Rochester for years. Correct. Was a really, really tough guy. But yes, and so it sparked the conversation between me and my son about some of these guys, but he was looking for the guys he knew, you, Twister, and Cam.
Well, I wasn't testing to see if you watched it. I was testing because every single person has a different perspective. I've had guys that have watched the movie who played in the NHL and walked up to me after and said, well, thank you. Or, hey, if I haven't told you, I had no idea that's the way you thought, or I had no idea, like, and played with me or known me my whole life and were like, I thought it was kind of profound that guys would walk out of there that played in the NHL and go, holy Jesus, I had no idea. And you're like, when I went to the rink at night, I never thought like that. And so the reason I ask is because there's so many. I had a girl I went to school with, appalled, crying after the show, and I at a premiere, and I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "I want to apologize. I never stuck up for you." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "I love that you played in the NHL, but I hated that you fought. So it wasn't that I wasn't proud of you. I thought it was ridiculous, the fighting, and I'm so sorry, and I want to apologize." I'm like, "Hey, trust me, there was enough people that didn't like the fighting part of it that didn't, you know, it didn't bother me a bit. I mean, it didn't, you know." I said, but everybody goes away from the movie thinking something different, whether it's about the doctors or behavioral management lady we had on there, and it doesn't matter. It's so the reason I asked was because everybody has a different perspective of it now, but yet, and that was the goal, have somebody go away and take something away from the film that they didn't know, whether good or bad or indifferent, but at least leave them thinking about something. So that's why I asked.
And one other thing I thought was great too, the part where you guys were talking about goons, and the real enforcers were insulted by that term because, you know, to them, they had a profession. You know, it wasn't about being a goon. It was about enforcing the unwritten rules of the game.
Well, the reaction from every guy was exactly the same. It's like, and how do you put it in perspective? I see that Mr. Bugard is in the Globe and Mail yesterday, and he's trying to, you know, end fighting. And his, you know, I'm sure, like, I didn't read it all because it came up last night at the game on Twitter or something, on the article, and I had to go back on the ice. But again, it's one of those things where people have a tendency of blaming issues with the guys on the fighting, and that's really not what happens. It's not that, like, the most profound thing that I found in the movie was when Chris McGrattan said, I was 27 years old and I was doing things that I thought you did because you're an NHL player. I was partying, I was drinking, I was doing drugs. And he said, and I'd get up in the morning and I was ashamed of myself because I was doing these things and I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. And he goes, and I wasn't drinking and doing drugs because I played in the NHL because the fighting bothered me. I was drinking and doing drugs because I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic. Mm. And he said, I've quit drinking for 7 years and I'm still playing in the NHL. And guess what? Not once has it affected me when it comes to fighting. I still fight. I still do my job. It had nothing to do with it. I had an addictive personality. But I think at times, the one thing that really bothers me is that people want to tie the two together. And I don't believe that there's a correlation. So when he said that, it was like to me, a profound statement that kind of said, like, the goal scorers, you know, we've had goal scorers that have taken their own lives. We've had guys that are, you know, that have drinking problems or other addictions that have, you know, hit home runs or, you know, not been a guy that's, you know, whatever it is. And yet, you know, we want to point to fighting as the problem when it's not the problem. So when he said that, that was a huge part of the movie that impacted me because I knew listeners or guys that were watching it would go, oh my God, like that, what a statement. And you know, for a guy to say it about himself made a huge impact.
The name of the film, a few people are texting in and wanting to see it's available on Netflix now. It's Ice Guardians, and Chaser was executive producer of the film. And we saw the debut. What was it, like last December at the pageant? October, December, November?
Yeah, right.
About a year ago. So now out on Netflix for those of you who have not had a chance to see it, it's legitimately really well done. Chaser, we got to run, man. Once again, happy birthday, and as always, thanks for joining us, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
There he is, Kelly Chase with us, brought to you by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Doug, when was the last time you changed your home air filter, honestly? Or just John Vaughn do it for you?
No, he doesn't do it. I do it about a month ago.
I probably got to do it. Yeah. I'm probably on 3 months.
Well, what you need to do is do it about 4 times a year at a minimum. And most people only do it 1 to 2 times a year. And here's the solution, if you would like it. Would you like it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Filter easy. Keep dust levels down, less visible dust in your home. Americans spend 90% of their time indoors where concentrations of pollutants are 2 to 5 times higher than they are typical outdoors. And this helps filter out airborne allergens. And so what this is going to do now is they send the filters to you, and it solves the number one problem with home air filters, forgetting to change them.
Yeah.
Physical reminder to make having clean air in your home easy and delivered to your door. Don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. You won't ever forget to change the air filters in your home again. Why? Because it just got sent to you, Jack. Delivers your exact size home filter to your door when it's time to replace. It's now so easy with Filter Easy. Filter Easy. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all listeners of this program their first delivery of standard 1-inch air filter for free with free shipping. Never forget to change your home air filter again and visit FilterEasy.com/Tim or enter promo code Tim on the homepage. And I'm so uncomfortable with that, and I hate it. But that's what they've already built in. Like, why not Inside STL or TMA?
Well, because you're a big, marvelous star.
Yes. It's the Lemming Company, apparently.
Oh, now, so Filter Easy, a Lemming Company.
Cover it with a silly...
Lemming Certified Company.
Right.
Cover it with a silly slogan. Filter Easy, we aim to please you.
Well, that ain't bad.
Code word Tim.
Wow, that was a nice strike. There was good launch
right, right in the middle of it.
Oh, good.
That hit it too hard.
I got breaking news here. First off, Joe Girardi is out as the Yankees manager. Secondly, Scott Sprinkle Ballsack's Wi-Fi just texted in.
Which goes first?
What's Girardi number firing?
One? No.
He gets to the ALCS. That's not good enough.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, Dusty Baker got fired.
Well, you sit Matt Holiday. Well, dumb. You sit Matt Holiday, you're going to go.
So now if you listen to my interview with Mazalek on the podcast, we kind of were laughing about how a week ago Joe Girardi was, and this was when we did the interview, which was, I guess, when did we do that interview? Last Thursday?
I don't know when you did the interview.
But Girardi was on the verge of going to the World Series and laughing about how they might get fired. Like, how dumb is that? Ha, ha, ha. And then what happens? They lose in game 7 and he gets whacked.
This is because he didn't Dusty challenge Baker a losing. Pitch. He didn't challenge a pitch.
This stuff. And this is what I said to Mazalek in the interview.
What'd you say?
I said I legitimately have a problem with this I think it's a mistake, and I know it's totally contrarian. It's not intended to Colin Cowherd it, but I really do feel this way. I feel whacking coaches really quickly or focusing on one isolated move, if it's not a pattern of behavior, you get caught up in doing business emotionally, which is usually the wrong move. And I feel like this is the wrong move. Now, of course, what do I know? I mean, what was going on in the Yankees clubhouse? Except the man had success. They won 90-plus games and won, what, 5 postseason games? 6 postseason games.
With a team that was supposedly in the rebuilding phase.
I don't get it. I mean, I would imagine he's going to go to Washington, where another guy that I wouldn't think would have gotten whacked got whacked. A 95-win team, Dusty Baker. I don't know. Yeah, I got so much going on. I know
think continuity would be a plus.
I got to my contrarian point. Barry Odom, which I know isn't like a... And listen, based on like in the moment, it's like, yeah, it's a disaster. But one of the things that Pinkel brought up when we talked is that, you know, what he thought of when he went to Missouri is this is the place that just turns over coaches constantly. It was what? Onofrio, Powers, Woodenhofer, Stahl, Larry Smith. Larry Smith had a decent run and they had 2 really good teams. But then it faded really quickly, and so people are like, why are you going to Missouri? And you don't want to get in that cycle. I get what the people in Missouri are saying is going, we give Kim Anderson an extra year, and this is trending in the same direction. And I don't know if I buy into that. I don't know, but I mean, at the same time as Ben Fredrickson wrote this morning in the Post-Dispatch or STLtoday.com, they lost another commit last night. So people are going, you can't keep losing commits. You can't have 45,000 people at homecoming.
Yeah, can't do that.
You know,
or any other game.
So, yeah, you're in the SEC. I mean, that's Vanderbilt crap.
And maybe Girardi had a hand in, you know, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was tired of being sacked. Who knows? But he is out, apparently.
But I feel like more so now than even 5 years ago, but certainly 2 decades ago, coaches and managers get whacked a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a prisoner of the moment thing that's fueled in part by social media. I really do. And I think it's irresponsible business.
And with TV being what it is, we see every mistake they make now. like that replay that he didn't call.
Against the Indians.
None of us really knew definitively when it happened, and he just decided not to challenge it, and it turns out that he paid a severe price for that. I don't know if that's the only thing reason he got fired, but he sure took a lot of
Well, as people are pointing out the text inbox, you know, his contract was up, so it's not like he... Yeah. But, I mean, that was the same thing with Dusty Baker, so... Yeah.
And they do say that it's... Now, they always say mutually agreed upon, but maybe it is, you know, you're at the end of the contract. Maybe he wasn't happy with the way things were going. You know, who knows until they announce it.
Doug, we have a 590 ad special going on. Are you aware of it? Because this might be good for you.
No, but I sure would like to hear about it.
Yep.
I like the 590 ad special.
Thank you for that extra sentence, which bought me the time to flip to the page. And people don't appreciate that stuff.
You're a good teammate.
You won't see Dan Caesar write about that moment, but that was an important moment in this show.
You know, that's like Doug is able to, like, to, he'll ground out, but he'll move the runner
right,
over.
And then
Doug, you're
applaud.
A good teammate.
That's what that was. I grounded out the second.
But you move the runner over.
All right.
A collection of 20 digital coupons from 590 sponsors and other local businesses designed to be purchased and redeemed from any smartphone. The cost? $20.
Don't say it like that, because I don't think that helps sell it. I think that actually repels people.
Eve Plum, Jan Brady, $20.
That's how they talk?
Yep.
Does that make you want to buy this?
Not that much.
That
no.
kind of talent is why the promo code is Tim.
That's right. Promo code Tim.
Try this. How much is, how many dollars? Bainte?
Double sawbuck.
Yeah, try other ways.
Right. Starting on Monday, listeners should go to InsideSTL.com where you'll see the 590 The Fan Smart Pack banner. Click on the banner and make your purchase. Fast, convenient, valuable. Customers will receive an email receipt upon checkout that includes their link to the 590 The Fan Smart Pack offers. Everyone who purchases a 590 The Fan Smart Pack will automatically have their name entered into a drawing to win a pair of Blues tickets to an upcoming game this season. Winner will be selected upon completion of our sale and contacted immediately. The 590 The Fan Smart Pack is 100% digital. No paper or printed coupons. The 590 The Fan Smart Pack sale runs Monday, October 30th through Friday, November 3rd. Time for the Hot Shots email of the day.
Did you mention Ballsack's wife texted in?
Oh, yes. I have so much I want to get to.
That's why I just wanted to remind you.
This is important.
Iggy, you're a good teammate.
Yeah, well, I think that's...
Well, it seemed important to you. I don't...
Let's see. Currently on the fence of making the journey with the hubby tonight, two things could easily persuade me. Number one, if Anna Marie is going to be there.
Of course,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a little uncomfortable, Tim, isn't it?
You would think it would
I actually
be.
Feel like right now I'm riding the Screaming Eagle and there's that first hill and you go down and you kind of feel like your balls are up in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe also if there were Anna Benson autographs available, Ooh, she might be.
Maybe it'd be good for a charity event. And number two, if Tim lets me take his beard for a spin, I would enjoy both options, but either would suffice. Hashtag deal breaker.
Okay. Knock it off, Lady Ballsack.
I guess it's up to you if she's coming or not, then.
I can tell you with certainty without even asking that Anna Marie will not be taking Jameson to Hot Shots this evening.
Well, because she's a good mother. That's
no,
why.
We figured that, so it would have to be the second option. Is up
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think that's something.
Well,
that,
we won't see her there tonight.
That's maybe if she wants to come on by and babysit, you know. I don't, Doug, I listen.
You're
I,
offering her a babysitting gig.
Yes.
Yeah, keep the listeners away from the tot, would you?
The tot?
Yeah.
Doug, we just came full circle on our tot discussion.
We sure did.
Guys, I know a lot about AM Sports Talk Radio, and it's great. How about 1380 The Woman? We going to bring back that? How about that? How about that? How about that whole deal? Doug, that's from Brian in Arizona.
Brian in Arizona.
Not that timely.
It's a classic, though. You can never go wrong with it. Just last night at a lingerie football game, my gal pals and I ran into my old high school flame, the one I'd wanted for all times. Each night I'd pray that fate would make her mine. And if I was granted that wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. But as she walked away, I looked at my life and thought, thank goodness for the promiscuous sex with multiple partners and earth-shattering, full-body trembling eyes rolling in the back of my head, toe-curling orgasms. So no, my life. I've had better reads. That was a brief aside.
I don't think the material's great.
I think this is going to be Bikini Model Britney.
Oh, you've read it already?
No, I just...
Doug previews all the emails secretly.
So, guys, remember when you were talking to the man upstairs? Just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he doesn't care. Some of his greatest gifts were unanswered prayers. That's from Bikini Model Britney. Look,
yeah,
she included
sure
a picture. Like, I guess it's her and her friends. Very hot.
Bikini Model Britney.
There you go, Doug.
There she is right there.
Nice sounds.
Nothing from Matt who bowls at Hanks, but we do have something from his nearest competitor, Cucky. Doug, here you go. Hi, this is Leon, and I wanted to straighten a few things out, okay? I work at a local fast food restaurant, and I'm not going to tell you which one, but I will tell you it kind of rhymes with hairy cream.
Okay.
Someone came through my drive-thru window with a special order once. Here's how we made it their way. First, we started with the bun. We grabbed teenager Seth and wiped both inner buns along the greasy whiteheads that riddled his face.
Oh.
Then Fry-Quick Cook Mark took a few eye boogers and placed them in the center of the 2.5 pickles she requested. Oh, and since you demanded one single piece of fresh iceberg lettuce, that fresh single piece of iceberg lettuce will now be sautéed in most succulent of grundle shrubs.
I don't even want to think about it.
Cucky's taking himself out of the mix by writing in awful things.
He doesn't care, though.
He's true to his art.
He does it for him, yeah.
I mean, he got here by sleeping with his stepdad.
Yeah, clearly.
Which some people would find inappropriate, but for whatever reason, we draw the line at Dairy Queen emails.
Well, because we all have fast food from time to time.
We don't have stepdads as much as we want.
We don't have them.
Then to top it off, we made her a sweet tea with 4 sugars, light ice, and the steeping of 6 different gentlemen's sweaty bing bags. Enjoy your meals, and always remember, if your order is a special treat, be prepared to eat some taint boy meat.
No.
Some Cucky the Gimp. P.S. See you boys tonight with a big, big surprise. Doug, it makes it even more enticing.
Cucky the Dwarf.
Howdy. I was watching Fox Sports Midwest last night, and after another riveting edition of Indiana Pacers talk, I settled in for the one I had been waiting for, World Series of Celebrity Go Fish. The game was 7-card Texas Mackerel, and it was intense. Larry Storch turned up the heat when he asked for Tempest Bledsoe's Hammerhead Shark. Joanna Kearns was the favorite going in, but in the end, old Maggie Seaver lost it all to the rookie Ellen Travolta. Ellen went out with a remarkable 7-match hand, 4 kitten, 3 bunny. In the post-interview, Ellen thanked her friend Iggy for teaching her the game over the phone. The grand prize is a microwave, which doesn't sound like much, but she said it would go well with her other appliances: a ball and blender, a ball and toaster oven, and a ball and hot plate. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Doug, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. We have many more emails, but sometimes, you know, things just happen.
I'm going to go Bill Pullman. I don't really have a lot of options.
Well, while it was graphic in nature, it was kind of funny. I'll go with Cucky the Dwarf.
I'm really with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Yay, I go for Lucas. The best one, and it to be...
You're vile. You vote for the vile. You vote for the vile.
Frank's up next. He does a real program. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We will be doing, Doug, another 3 hours. It's so much... What?
That's fun. All right. Okay.
Tonight, Hot Shots in Webster Groves. Sounds like it's going to be a pony. I get that Red Hot Riplets. Hot Shots, Webster Groves, Yorkshire Plaza. It used to be by Groans. I know a lot of our listeners patronize Groans. So you can go into Groans and then go into Hot Shots if it's still there. If it's not, you can't go into it.
I don't know if it's still there. I don't know.
All right, let's wrap her up, boys.
Frank's up next for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McCurtain. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan. KFNS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.